The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. One of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, "What are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you?" They paid him 30 pieces of silver, and from that time on, he looked for an opportunity to hand him over. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples approached Jesus and said, "Where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He said, "Go into the city to a certain man and tell him, 'The teacher says, my appointed time draws near. In your house, I shall celebrate the Passover with my disciples.'" The disciples then did as Jesus had ordered and prepared the Passover. When it was evening, he reclined at table with the 12. And while they were eating, he said, "Amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." Deeply distressed at this, they began to say to him one after another, "Surely it is not I, Lord." He said in reply, "He who has dipped his hand into the dish with me is the one who will betray me. The Son of Man indeed goes as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would be better for that man if he had never been born." Then Judas, his betrayer, said in reply, "Surely it's not I, Rabbi." He answered, "You have said this." The Gospel of the Lord.
On Easter?
On Easter, no.
In a week?
In a week, no.
Triduum?
Okay, what is that? He said the Triduum, which is the correct answer, but when is the Triduum?
I believe it's Holy Friday, and Saturday, and then Sunday.
You're very close. You missed it by one day.
Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Holy Saturday.
Okay, very good. So tomorrow at sunset is the end of Lent. So this is the last day we celebrate Mass as a Lenten Mass. And the reason it ends at sunset, because the Jews that believe the day started from sunset to sunset the next day, not like us from midnight to midnight. So tomorrow will be the end of Lent, and then begin what we call the Triduum. Anybody knows what does the word Triduum mean? It's a Latin word.
Three days.
And those 3 days are Thursday evening to Friday evening to Saturday evening, and Saturday evening till Sunday morning when Jesus rose from the dead. So what do we celebrate on Thursday? Why do we call it Holy Thursday?
It's because, I don't know.
Okay.
It's because that's when Lent ends.
Okay, that's when it ends. But what happened on Holy Thursday? What do we celebrate tomorrow evening with Mass?
The Last Supper.
Very good, the Last Supper. Now, what did Jesus do at the Last Supper?
He talked to the disciples.
Okay, he talked to the disciples, but he did two important things.
He gave us the body and blood.
Very good. He celebrated the first Eucharist. That's the first time with his disciples, Jesus took the bread and said, "This is my body," and then took the cup with wine in it and said, "This is my blood." And he told them to do this so we can always remember him. So when we, and that's why we have Mass. That's why we celebrate Mass. We do the same thing. We take, you know, bread, the gifts that you bring, bread and wine, and we pray over them, and we ask the Holy Spirit to make him the body and blood of Christ. But why did Jesus, what does that mean? Why did he do this?
So then we could go into heaven.
So we can go to heaven, but he said, remember me. By doing this, we remember him. What is it that we are remembering?
How he forgave our sins.
Okay, how he forgave our sins, and how did he show us he forgave our sins?
By he died on the cross for us.
Exactly. On Good Friday, that's what we remember on Good Friday, that Jesus truly gave his life to us. But since he ascended into heaven, he rose on Sunday. So the way we remember this is every time we celebrate Mass, we're remembering that we need to give our lives to God, just like Jesus did. And the way Jesus, what he sacrificed is because he was obedient to God the Father. Remember, he did whatever the Father wanted him to do, even when that meant he had to die on the cross. He didn't say, well, no, that's too difficult. Why should I do this? I'm your son. Jesus obeyed. Because why do you think he obeyed, although it's a very difficult thing to do?
Because he forgave our sins.
Okay, he forgave our sins because he obeyed. But why did he obey God the Father?
Because he trusted in God.
Exactly, because he trusted God. That's how he showed his love to his Father, by trusting what God told him. See, Judas, who betrayed Jesus, did not trust in the words of Jesus, because Jesus told them that's what's going to happen. But he didn't want him to die on the cross. What do you think Judas wanted Jesus to do?
Give him 30 pieces of silver.
Okay, he took 30 pieces of silver, but why? What did he want Jesus to do?
To, like, get others to worship him?
No. See, Judas wanted Jesus to fight the Romans. He didn't want Jesus to die on the cross. He saw Jesus' power. He saw Jesus working miracles. He saw how he fed thousands from a few loaves of bread. He saw how he brought Lazarus back from the dead. So he believed that Jesus is the Son of God and he has all this power. But he wanted Jesus to do what he wanted, not what God the Father wanted Jesus to do. That's the difference. That's why he betrayed him. He was forcing Jesus, if the Romans go after him to arrest him, he was thinking, well, Jesus, then he's going to fight them. Because he did not believe in the way of Jesus, the way of love. That the way we conquer our enemies is by loving them, doing the loving thing, even it means sometimes that we have to suffer because of it. And because this, Jesus was able not just to die on the cross and that's it, but to rise from the dead, and through his death and resurrection, our sins will be forgiven them, will be forgiven. So anytime we do the loving thing, anytime we're obedient to our parents, to our teachers, to, you know, those adults who are in our life that we should listen to, anytime we're doing this, we're doing what Jesus did. But anytime we say no, and we want to do what we want to, we become like Judas. Not that we don't love our parents, but we don't want to do what they want us to do. We think we know better. And Judas thought, well, he knows better than God, and wanted Jesus to follow him. So that's what we're going to celebrate in the Triduum, the next those 3 days. And Jesus shows us that on Holy Thursday, what we do, we wash each other's feet as Jesus washed the feet of his disciples. To be love, you know, a loving person does not mean you have to control others, you have to make them do what you want to, but we have to serve others. And Friday, Jesus serves us his whole life by dying on the cross. And that's what we remember every Mass. And by remembering this, Jesus gives us the power, helps us to grow in loving others as he loved us. Those next 3 days are the most important days in our church that we celebrate because we remember truly the whole message of the gospel. In us being servant to one another, caring for one another, humble, washing each other's feet, forgiving one another, and then by loving God and trusting in God's word for us. So I hope you'll have a good Triduum, and I know it's beginning your vacation, but you'll take some time to come and remember Jesus' love for us and that he gave his life for us so we can follow his example and live lives of service and love.